This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
All the time, he put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good, yes, all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. Yes, yes. God is good all the time.
Our message today is titled, Abel's Offering Represented Christ's Sacrifice. Our Bible text is from Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. In the working of God's people, there are always times of test and trial. And God does not design that we shall shield men and women and youth from the liabilities that test the character. God will reveal his workings and will supply his attributes to the humble people who are seeking him. Satan also will reveal his workings and will supply every soul he tempts with his attributes, his evil surmissions, his evil speaking, and the accusing of the brethren. From this condition of things, the Lord cannot possibly shield those who place themselves on the enemy's side. For God does not compel the human mind. He gives his bright beams of light as a lamp to lead and guide all who will walk in the rays reflected from him. That lamp, his word, is a light unto our feet. But if people disregard the path lighted by the heavenly beams and choose a path suited to their own natural hearts, they will stumble on in darkness, not knowing where they stumble or why. They will accuse and hate the very ones who make straight paths for their feet. The history of Cain and Abel will be repeated. Cain insisted on carrying out his own plans in his offering to the Lord. Abel was steadfast in carrying out the directions of the Lord. He would not be converted in Cain's way. Although the offering of Cain was a very acceptable one, that which made the offering required at all, the blood of the slain lamb, was left out. There could be no harmony between the two brothers, and contention must come. Abel could not concede to Cain without being guilty of disobedience to the special commands of God. The Lord preferred the offering of Abel because it was correct. His offering was of value because it prefigured the redemption plan of God in the costly offering of his only begotten Son as the hope and salvation of the fallen race. Cain was very angry when God accepted the offering of Abel and gave no sign that he recognized the offering of Cain, because it left out the true figure, the representation of the world's Redeemer. But the Lord did not give up his way and will to conciliate Cain. He reasoned with him, "Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Amen. Our message was written by Ellen Chin White and was presented to you by Emanuela Prefumenza.
You are about to listen to a discussion on the topic, fats and oils. This is the fourth part.
Like Sylvester said, they serve as carriers for the fat-soluble vitamins. They help carry them to places where they are needed and to be used by the body. And then they help to enhance the taste of our food and make it appetizing to us, for us to eat. And then, the fats help us feel satisfied when we eat.
Mm.
Yeah, that's also one function of it. When it's in your system, it helps you feel satisfied when you've eaten and then you've had enough and you are okay. It's the fats that do that.
Okay, to add more to what Jonathan has said, the fats help in the body temperature regulation.
Okay.
Because they are stored under the skin, they help to keep us warm in times of cold. In that, because of the fat that is there, the heat that is in our body does not usually evaporate because it serves as a protection. So the little heat you have is kept in you. That's why most of the time, locally, people say that usually fat people don't get cold.
Mm-hmm.
Although that is not entirely true. But then the fats in our body are what help to keep us warm. That is why sometimes in the hot weather, we shed some of it off so that we can sweat and relieve the excess heat in our body. So usually, you see, when you sweat and you wipe it, you feel that there's a bit of oil in it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And again, the fats protect some of the important body organs. They serve as, let me say, a foam or a cushion to prevent it from injury in case there's any, I don't use the word accident, but then that's what has come to mind now. In case there's any accidents or injury or sudden fall or something, it's what protects them. Yes, and also keeps them warm. So that you see that when someone is...
Organs like
your liver, your lungs, okay. Your heart. Yes, they surround them and they keep them.
Okay.
Yes, they cushion them from external pressures or external...
And insults. These are the good fats.
It's...
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, these are the good fats. But then...
The good fats are not supposed to solidify in the body, but it's rather the bad fats. And if one is consuming just the good fats, how can these good fats, which the body should have absorbed, be able to coat the heart to cushion it?
Well, the good fats, you see, they provide, the main function of fats are to provide energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we get energy from our carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. And it is only when our carbohydrate source has depleted, then the body resorts to the fat. So the fat is stored in our tissues, under our skin, and surrounding these organs. So it is not necessarily in the solid form. These are the good fats. But then some of the bad fats are stored under the skin also. But then what makes them so bad, and the reason why we advise everyone against it, is that because they are usually found in the solid form, they move with the blood in the heart, and then they solidify at places they are not to solidify, like in your blood vessels and the rest. That is why they are bad fats. But with the good fats, they are stored, they are used, and they are the ones that are easily used. That's why when you have a lot of bad fats stored, and it is very difficult to lose those, because with them, because of their solid nature or the way they are in the body,
mm-hmm.
Yes, it is very difficult for the body to obtain energy from that.
Okay.
And as we continue to eat constantly, there is hardly ever a need for the use of those ones. So they keep accumulating and accumulating.
Jonathan, let's look at having LDL in the body. What does it mean?
Before Jonathan comes in, I want to say something. That although we have the LDLs, which are the low-density lipoproteins and the high-density lipoproteins, their trick is that the more you eat, they alternate. They can't be two at the same time. So the more high-density lipoproteins you eat, it goes to lower, which is the good fat, it goes to lower the quantity
of the low-density
lipoproteins in your blood.
Okay.
So if you eat more of these, it counteracts the effects of these. But then if you eat more of the low density, which are the bad ones, it also goes to override the effects of this one. So the focus is that you constantly eat more of the high density lipoproteins, which are the good fats, which are the unsaturated fats. So that even if you come across some of these in your foods, the low density ones, the saturated ones, the magnitude of these will override the effects of the low density.
Okay. So now I want us to look at those of us who consume bad oils and fats. What happens?
Okay, when you take in the bad fat, they get deposited in various parts of your body. Especially where they like staying is in your blood vessels. They are not able to leave the system or to be absorbed by the body and then used by it or excreted. So they get stuck in the blood vessels and then they cause obstruction. Sometimes too, when they are moving about in the system, you find them going to places they shouldn't be going to. So most often when you're taking bad fats, you are not able to get rid of them out of your system. So it becomes very, very difficult for your body to make good use of them. They are not being used and then they are just there causing problems for the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take in bad fat, you end up having more of the low density lipoproteins. And the name even suggests that it's not easy for it to move easily in the body for it to be excreted. You know, our blood is to move through almost through every organ in the body. Yeah, they are to move everywhere. So the good things are in the blood. When it gets to the organs that need it, they are taking up. Then the bad ones are put into it. Now, this low-density lipoproteins, the body is not in need of them. So they have to be excreted. But they are not moving as they should. So they get stuck there in the blood vessels. And then they keep on piling up. And that is what causes the health-related conditions that we have.
Okay.
So if you have high-density lipoproteins in your system, what they do is that they go arrest this low-density lipoproteins and take them to the liver for the liver to get rid of them. So when you take in more high-density lipoproteins, they are able to take away this low-density lipoproteins from your system. So in a case where you have less of high-density lipoproteins, it means that you have a higher number of the low-density lipoproteins. So it will be like you saying that maybe we have 100 armed robbers and then you are just sending 5 policemen to catch them. They cannot catch all of them. So if you have a higher number of the high-density lipoproteins, it helps to get rid of all the low-density lipoproteins in your system.
If you have a good number of the good oils.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes as you repeat the high-density, low-density, high-density, someone make a confused. Okay.
You just listened to a discussion on the topic, fats and oils. A continuation will be brought to you later.
Or contributions, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. Of you. And less of me. Lord, I pray that they like a grain of wheat that falls to the earth and dies to live anew. All my plans and earthly desires, I lay them down to follow you. More of you, more and less.
I welcome you to Moment of Truth. This is your servant, your humble servant, Amponsan Amos. May the Lord bless you for humbling yourself, listening to what God wants to tell you today. Today I have just entitled the sermon for this special advice from the Bible. And I've entitled this sermon, Peace, Be Still. You know something? When Jesus Christ heard that John the Baptist had been beheaded, when he heard the news, he was troubled. So the Bible says, I'll read that to you. The Bible says that he left the crowd, the disciples, and he went to hide at a place and prayed because he was filled with the grief of the death of John the Baptist. And when the disciples decided to just sit for him and sit down with him and talk to him, the Bible says he told the disciples to take the boat and go ahead, for he will come later. And disciples took the boat. When the disciples took the boat, they left. And Jesus Christ prayed all night. The Bible recorded he prayed all night. And when it was midnight, he decided to just follow the disciples. Look at this story. The disciples are in the boat. They are on the sea. And at this time, it was at midnight. It was around 3:30 to 4. And Jesus Christ was not having any boat, but he wanted to just meet them on the sea. How can this be possible? It is impossible for someone without a boat to meet people in a boat. It is impossible. But because Jesus Christ prayed the whole night and empowered himself by the strength of his Father in heaven, the Bible says, I want to read this verse 22, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Let me read verse 22. And straight away Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, that is a boat, and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. You believe this? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he was praying alone. I believe you want to be like Jesus Christ. The Bible says he went somewhere alone, the mountainside, and prayed alone. You want to be like him? Please, you have to be a man of prayer. The Elohim, the Creator, who is now a man, was praying, committing himself to his Father in heaven. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Look at this. The disciples are now in the boat. And as they journeyed for some distance, Elohim says that they took about 5 kilometers away from the shore of the sea. And when Jesus Christ decided to meet them on the sea, the disciples encountered a very strange wind, a very boisterous wind. It was very, very boisterous. Verse 25. And in the fourth watch, that is at 4 a.m., of the night, Jesus went unto them. Wonderful. Walking on the sea. Look at this. The disciples are in the boat. They have encountered a very strong, boisterous wind, storm, very strong, that even those who were fishermen in the boat couldn't control that wind. And they saw Jesus Christ coming, walking on the sea. That is verse 25. Verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. Why? Why were they troubled? Because it was at the fourth hour. Why should someone walk on the sea at that time? So they were troubled. I believe if it were to be you, you would be troubled. The disciples were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. This is wonderful. This is very strange. They cried out with fear. Who is this? This is a spirit. This is a spirit. And I can see Peter and John and Bartholomew and Matthew screaming at the top of their voices, screaming, "This is a spirit." Look at verse 27. But straight away Jesus spake and said unto them, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Wonderful. Jesus Christ said, "Yes, you are screaming, but this is not a spirit. It is me, your master. Do not be afraid." I want to pause there. I strongly believe that you are encountering a sort of problem that you sometimes be discouraged in life. I strongly believe that sometimes you cry at night. I strongly believe that sometimes you wonder why you were created on this earth. But I want to just encourage you this day, that the one who walks on the sea is your father. The one who walks on that sea is your friend. He is your brother. He is speaking to you today that no matter the trouble, no matter the pain, no matter the difficulty, no matter the marriage trouble, no matter the family issue, he will calm down the waves on the sea. I pray that the Lord will touch you. I pray that his promises will be filled in your heart. I pray that you will look unto him alone, because very soon there's going to be peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may you stand firmly for him alone. God bless you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.